The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, Taz, you are hot as you are
firecracker.
Hot as the sun. Yeah. I mean, you are right now. You are 18 and 6.
Whoa.
Is your mark 3-0 a week ago? My mark, I'm the complete opposite. I am 8-16. 1-2 a week ago, which was an improvement off my 0-3 week the previous week.
Yeah, you didn't mention this part. I have a 10-pick lead over you.
Yes, you have a 10-pick lead.
You didn't bring that part.
I did happen to miss that stat.
Yeah, I know. Well, I could talk about this for a little while. Let's discuss this. Yeah, you know, my thing is I go, my research, my knowledge, this is not luck. I've never been a lucky person. It's all hard work. I have great instincts. I've been born with that. I've always, you know, throughout my career, I've always had good instincts on things. And, you know, I don't really need help on any of the stuff. I just kind of just do my research, know the game.
This is it. I mean, you are load up on Taz's picks this weekend. This is it.
You're putting all the pressure on me.
Oh, we want another. No, really? Taz, I put the pressure on last week. You responded with the 3-0 week.
And I pick tough games, dude. I don't pick gimmies.
No, man. You don't. You pick very tough games.
Yeah, and I'm going to do the same thing this week.
All right. You want me to go first? You lead the way.
Well, I'm the leader of the pack.
Yes, you lead the way.
First, let's be honest.
Yes. Pick number one from Taz.
All right. So we're going to go down to the South Florida. We'll talk about the Dolphins as the Jets, the New York Jets, or the New Jersey Jets, as I call them. They are a 3-point favorite. They are the home dog. This deal here is the Dolphins. They got plus 3. I like the Jets in this thing. This game, you talked about it earlier, Moose. We were chatting about it. It's going to be a horrible game. It is, but it's still an NFL football game, an official game. I've watched a lot of great battles over the years when I was a Jet fan between the Jets and the Miami Dolphins. This will not be one of those great games. But I do like the Jets in this thing, so I don't care. Plus 3 for the Finns, it don't matter. Lev Bell is going to run amok. Sammy Donald's going to have a good game. I like the Jets all the way, so that's pick number one for me.
I like that pick.
All right.
I like that pick a lot. I like the Jets. I think they're going to get their second win of the year this year.
Yeah.
I'd lay the 3 as well. That's a good one. We're going to go up to Seattle, late game on Sunday, 4:05 kick. I'm going to take the Seahawks. I'm going to lay the 4.5 at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Winston, all he does is throw picks this year. He's gotten 12 interceptions. He's right there with Baker Mayfield for the NFL lead. You look at the Seahawk team, not every week is pretty, and they've made some of these games tight. However, a Buccaneer team going on the road with a turnover-prone quarterback dealing with the 12s, I don't think that necessarily means all that much success for Tampa Bay. I'm going to take the Seahawks. I'm going to lay the 4.5. Wilson, we know, has been spectacular. Carson run the football as well. They make great use of the wideouts, whether it be Metcalf, the rookie at Ole Miss, or Tyler or Lockett catching the football as well. Give me the Seahawks laying 4.5. I think it's too much for Tampa Bay. That's pick number one for me.
All right, Moose. So we're going to go down to Crab Country as the Ravens are the home dog, plus 3. Against the undefeated New England Patriots, led by the one and only Tom Brady, and that great defense, head up by Bill Belichick and his son Steven and Mayo. Those three men are handling that defense and doing a hell of a job. But I'll tell you what, my friend, I'm going to shock the world, and this is what makes me a stud in picks. I will take the home team, I will take my 3 points, and I will take the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think the Pats cover. It's going to be a close game. I'm not sure who's going to win the game. I want my 3 points. I think Lamar Jackson, like I said earlier when John from Jersey called, I think Lamar Jackson, LJ as I call him, is very difficult to deal with, even for the great defensive coordinator and defensive guru that Belichick is. I don't know. I just feel good about the Ravens at home. They got a good defense, too. Give me my 3 points. I will take the underdog in this thing here. I'll take the Ravens.
All right. I like that pick.
Just like that. I thought you were going to have like a whole, I thought I'd get a whoa. Nothing.
No,
that's
whoa.
It. No,
I mean,
nothing.
So you like the Ravens to win the game outright.
That's a big pick.
That is. Whoa.
That's well.
Knock the Pats from the ranks of the undefeated. There you go.
I didn't say outright.
Oh, not outright.
I said I didn't say
You like
say
them
outright.
To cover.
Yeah, I was on the fence on who's going to win the game.
Okay.
I like them to cover. So it's a woe.
All right, but that's still, you're taking Baltimore, you're taking the three, right?
Yeah.
There you go. That's pick number two for Taz. Pick number two for me, I'm going to Philadelphia. Listen, Bears have got a massive issue at the quarterback spot. There was a disastrous loss last week as Pinheiro misses the 41-yard field goal for Chicago late against the Los Angeles Chargers. As Anthony Lynn and the Chargers escape Chi-Town with a victory, they now go on the road in Philadelphia. The Eagles basically saved their season last week, Taz, unfortunately, against your Buffalo Bills. But they did do that. Now they come back home. They're getting a little bit healthier. DeSean Jackson back at practice this week. You like to see that. He's the big play threat in that offense. They're laying 4.5. Quarterback is a massive concern for the Chicago Bears. Give me the Philadelphia Eagles, lay 4.5. That's pick number two for me.
Before I give you my third pick, I am a little disappointed in my last pick that there's been less chatter here. That not enough chatter from you or Mike or Pete or nobody that I took the Ravens with the three.
I hate the Patriots. Right. And you kind of hinted at the fact that you love the Ravens earlier in the week when John from Orange called up, the big Pat fan, right, said he was going to be down in Baltimore.
So this is not a shock to you?
No, I knew you liked the Ravens. I guess I was surprised you picked the game. All right. Put your undefeated streak on the game with Baltimore. Wow. 6-0, last six picks coming into this week.
All right, we go to
18-6 on the year.
Un-American game. We're going to go to London. Beautiful city, just not for American football. But the home team in this will be the Jacksonville Jaguars, who I really like. And the Texans are coming at. Jaguars are an underdog. They are -1.5. Give me the Jaguars. I believe in the quarterback, Minshew. I like him. Fournette. I believe in Fournette. I like DJ Chark catching the ball. I think it's a good defense there, a good defensive line. I'm all in. I'll take the Jaguars. Give me my 1.5. So there it is. That's my pick.
Taking the Jags and the 1.5,
yeah,
out in London early game on Sunday afternoon.
I know how good Watson is. I understand. Deshaun, I understand everything. Ah, la, 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 la. I like the Jaguars in this game.
All right.
1.5.
1.5. All right. I'm going to take we're going to go to the Monday night game. And I'm going to take, I know it's a number, I'm not necessarily comfortable with the number, I'll lay it nonetheless. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I'll lay the 7.5 against the Giants. I know it's, you look at the Giants and they're 2-6 and they had Leonard Williams and they're trying to make themselves relevant this year. I get it. I understand it. Pressure's on Shermer, what he's done as the head coach, but more pressure's on the future of Jason Garrett down there in Dallas. And they're 4-3. They're a better football team. I think they're going to be able to run it and throw it on that Giant defense. I don't think Leonard Williams is going to be Warren Sapp on that defensive line for the Giants. So
Giants are home, Moose. Giants, I don't know, are home. That.
Yeah, no, I know. Didn't I say that?
No.
What'd I say?
You just said the game. You didn't say the
one. Oh, Giants are home. Okay.
Mike, did he say it?
No, but I didn't say the Cowboys were home.
Right, exactly.
Look at Mike. Yeah.
But I'm saying Moose's response is right.
I didn't say the Cowboys were home. I said the I didn't say where the game was. No, the Giants are home. Thank you.
In Jersey.
MetLife Stadium. Jersey. East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Correct. Jersey. Only Monday New York team is the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, here we go. Western New York. So, Buffalo Bills. Give me the Cowboys. Lay the 7.5. That's pick number three for me. So.
Well, here we go.
My three selections.
Here we go. Once I hear Cowboys, it's like I got to get my paper back in my
Cowboys
hand.
Cowboys laying 7.5.
Right.
Seahawks laying 4.5. And the Eagles laying 4.5. Those are my three selections.
And my three selections, if you weren't listening the past 5 minutes, to Moose or I, we'll give it to you again. My three selections were, I took the Jets, giving 3 to the Finns, the Dolphins, for those that don't know the vernacular.
Yes.
I have the Ravens +3 with the against the Patriots. So I got the Jets, I got the Ravens, and I also have the Jaguars, who are +1.5 against the Houston Texans.
And just to recap, last 6 picks, I'm 1-5. Taz 6-0. He's got a 10-game lead.
That's damn right.
A little love for you.
And for those wondering, the Falcons, the Bengals, the Rams, and the Saints all have something in common. They're on a bye week this
week. Off this week, correct.
Just so I want people to know that, Moose. I think it's important to know that.
And I'll give you a little Breeders' Cup Classic pick.
Shocking. God, what do you got? I haven't followed it.
I'll give you
who's the favorite.
It's not a well. The favorite is a horse named Mackenzie, trained by Bob Baffert.
A filly?
No, I'm picking a filly. I'm picking a filly late.
Okay.
That she's gonna loves the mile and a quarter distance. 6-1 on the morning line. I'm going to go with a little bit of an upset, a late. I like two horses, a late and a Yoshida, both trained by Bill Mott.
Really?
In the Breeders' Cup Classic on Saturday night at Santa Anita. So there you have it.
Saturday night, you said?
Saturday night. Yeah, 8:40, I think, is post time on NBC.
The NBC's got the full contract, Jones. It's always on NBC.
Yeah, it's on NBC, right? Or NBC Sports Network. I think they got it today.
How many races, dude? Is that
there's
a handful.
14.
14 races.
5 today, 9 tomorrow.
TVG Mile. What is that?
There's the Dirt Mile, and then there's the Turf Mile.
Oh, Turf Mile.
Yes, that's the yeah, correct.
I like Got Stormy in that one, by the way.
Got Stormy can win that race.
I know.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Look at that. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. There you go.
My dad's listening up in the heavens.
That's exactly right. That's right. Like, that a boy.
Yeah. Goes, yeah. All that wrestling crap don't mean nothing. He just picked Got Stormy.
Right. It all comes back to Aqueduct.
That's it.
That's the truth. All right.